Lesson 13, I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom. Matthew chapter 15, verse 21, through Matthew chapter 17, verse 9. Purpose: to strengthen class members' testimonies that Jesus is the Christ, and that the priesthood keys bestowed on the Mount of Transfiguration have been restored. Preparation. 1. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 through 39. Jesus heals the daughter of a Gentile woman and miraculously feeds more than 4,000 people, many of them Gentiles. B. Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 19. Peter testifies that Jesus is the Christ. Jesus teaches that his church is built upon the rock of Revelation and promises to give Peter the keys of the kingdom. C. Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 through 9. Jesus is transfigured before Peter, James, and John. 2. Additional reading: Mark chapter 7, verse 24, through Mark chapter 9, verse 10. Luke chapter 9, verses 18 through 36. Luke chapter 12, verses 54 through 57. Bible Dictionary, Revelation, 762. Transfiguration, Mount of, 786. 3. If a map of the Holy Land in New Testament times is available, Map 11 in the LDS edition of the Bible printed in 1999 or later, Map 14 in printings before 1999, use it during the lesson. You may want to make an enlarged copy so class members can see it better. 4. Suggestion for teaching. The LDS edition of the King James Bible contains many scripture study aids, including footnotes, chapter headings, maps, the topical guide, the Bible dictionary, and excerpts from the Joseph Smith translation of the Bible. Use these resources in preparing and teaching your lessons, and help class members learn to use them in their personal scripture study. Suggested lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Share the following story. Many years ago, President Spencer W. Kimball and several other church leaders visited the small cathedral in Copenhagen, Denmark, that houses Bertel Thorvaldsen's famous statues of Jesus Christ and the 12 apostles. Speaking of this experience, Elder Rex D. Pinniger said, "As we looked at those beautiful works of art, we noted that Peter was sculptured with large keys in his hands. As we were ready to leave the cathedral, the Danish caretaker was standing near the door, awaiting our departure. President Kimball shook his hand and thanked him for his kindness in letting us visit the cathedral. Then the president began an explanation of the church established by Jesus Christ and of its importance to us, gathering President Tanner, Elder Monson, and Elder Packer closer to him. The president continued, 'We are living apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are 12 apostles and 3 others who are the presidency of the church. We hold the real keys as Peter did, and we use them every day. They are in use constantly.'" In Conference Report, October 1976, page 104, or Ensign, November 1976, page 69. Explain that this lesson will discuss priesthood keys and how Peter received them on the Mount of Transfiguration. Scripture discussion and application. Prayerfully select the scripture passages, questions, and other lesson material that will best meet class members' needs. Discuss how the selected scriptures apply to daily life. Encourage class members to share experiences that relate to the scriptural principles. 1. Jesus heals the daughter of a Gentile and feeds more than 4,000 people. Discuss Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 through 39. Invite class members to read selected verses aloud. What did the woman from Canaan ask Jesus to do? See Matthew chapter 15, verse 22. Why didn't Jesus grant her request immediately? See Matthew chapter 15, verse 24. she was a Gentile, not of the house of Israel. At that time, the gospel was not yet offered to the Gentiles. Why did Jesus finally heal the woman's daughter? See Matthew chapter 15, verse 28. What can we learn from this woman? Answers may include that those who do not have the gospel fullness may nevertheless have great faith, and that we should not lose faith when blessings are not granted as quickly as we wish. The Savior departed for the Sea of Galilee, traveling through Decapolis, Mark chapter 7, verse 31. Decapolis was an area east of the Sea of Galilee, where many Gentiles lived. How did the Lord show compassion for the people there? See Matthew chapter 15, verses 29 through 31. How did the multitude react? See Matthew chapter 15, verse 31. What miracles in our day have caused you to glorify God? The multitude stayed with Jesus for 3 days, and when it was time for them to leave, Jesus did not want to send them away hungry. What miracle did he perform for them? See Matthew chapter 15, verses 32 through 38. Explain that this miracle was different from the earlier feeding of the 5,000, Matthew chapter 14, verses 15 through 21, in that many of these people were Gentiles. Elder Bruce R. McConkie explained that with the feeding of the 5,000, Jesus was laying the foundation for his incomparable sermon on the bread of life, John chapter 6, verses 22 through 69, see lesson 12. With the later feeding of the 4,000, Jesus was symbolically teaching that in the future, living bread would be offered to the Gentile nations. Doctrinal New Testament Commentary, Volume 1, page 375. 2. Peter is promised the keys of the kingdom. Read and discuss Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 19. Jesus left Decapolis and went to the area of Caesarea Philippi, where he asked his disciples, "Whom say ye that I am?" Matthew chapter 16, verse 15. What was Peter's response? See Matthew chapter 16, verse 16. What was the source of Peter's testimony? See Matthew chapter 16, verse 17. What can we learn from this account about our testimonies? Jesus said to Peter, "Upon this rock I will build my church." Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. The prophet Joseph Smith taught that the rock Jesus referred to is Revelation. Teachings of the prophet Joseph Smith, page 274. In what way is Revelation the foundation of the Lord's church? The Savior promised to give Peter the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. What are these keys? Why are they necessary? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 128, verses 9 through 10, and section 132, verse 46. Who holds them today? President Joseph F. Smith taught, "The priesthood in general is the authority given to man to act for God. Every man ordained to any degree of the priesthood has this authority delegated to him. But it is necessary that every act performed under this authority shall be done at the proper time and place, in the proper way, and after the proper order. The power of directing these labors constitutes the keys of the priesthood. In their fullness, the keys are held by only one person at a time, the prophet and president of the church. He may delegate any portion of this power to another, in which case that person holds the keys of that particular labor." Gospel Doctrine, page 136. Why is a conviction that the prophet holds these keys an essential part of our testimonies? 3. Jesus is transfigured before Peter, James, and John. Read and discuss Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 through 9. Explain that about a week after Peter was promised the keys of the kingdom, he, James, and John witnessed the transfiguration of the Savior and received important knowledge and keys. This was one of the most significant events in the New Testament. It helped prepare Jesus for his atonement and fortified the three apostles for the additional responsibilities they would soon have as leaders of the church. What does transfiguration mean? A temporary change in a person's appearance and nature, a transformation to a more glorified state. It is brought about by the power of God. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 67, verse 11, and Moses, chapter 1, verse 11. According to Matthew, chapter 17, verses 1 through 5, what happened when Jesus, Peter, James, and John were on the Mount of Transfiguration? You may want to list class members' responses on the chalkboard. A. Jesus' face shone like the sun, and his clothing became brilliantly white. B. Moses and Elijah, see footnote 3b, appeared. C. A bright cloud overshadowed them, and they heard the voice of the Father bearing witness of his Son. You may want to explain that the name Elias is used several ways in the Scriptures. In Matthew chapter 17, verses 3 through 4, it is the Greek equivalent of the Hebrew name Elijah. In other places, such as Matthew chapter 17, verses 10 through 13, it is a title describing someone as a forerunner or preparer. Explain that Latter-day prophets have taught more about what happened on the Mount of Transfiguration. Review the following teachings with class members and, if desired, summarize them on the chalkboard. A. Peter, James, and John saw a vision of the transfiguration of the earth at the Savior's second coming. Doctrine and Covenants, section 63, verses 20 through 21. B. They were transfigured before Christ. Teachings of the prophet Joseph Smith, page 158. C. They were taught about the Savior's death and resurrection. Joseph Smith translation, Luke chapter 9, verse 31. D. They received from Jesus, Moses, and Elijah the priesthood keys they would need to govern the church after the Savior's death. Teachings of the prophet Joseph Smith, page 158. Joseph Fielding Smith, Doctrines of Salvation, volume 2, page 110. In 1836, Moses and Elijah returned again to the earth. They laid their hands on Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery to restore the same keys given to Peter, James, and John. Which keys did Moses restore? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 110, verse 11. The keys of the gathering of Israel. Which keys did Elijah restore? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 110, verses 13 through 16. The keys of the sealing power. How are these keys used today? In missionary work and temple work, which are conducted under the direction of the president of the church. Elder David B. Haight taught that Jesus' transfiguration was meant for our spiritual enlightenment, as well as for those who were personal witnesses. In Conference Report, April 1977, page 8, or Ensign, May 1977, page 7. What can we learn from the transfiguration to help us when we need spiritual strength? You may want to review the following ideas presented by Elder Haight in Conference Report, April 1977, pages 9 through 10, or Ensign, May 1977, pages 7 through 9. A. We should follow the Savior's example by praying fervently when we need spiritual strength. Luke chapter 9, verse 28. Speaking of the Transfiguration, Elder Haight said, "Perhaps Jesus felt not only a sense of the heavenly calm which that solitary opportunity for communion with his Father would bring, but even more, a sense that he would be supported in the coming hour by ministrations not of this earth. As he prayed to his Father, he was elevated far above the doubt and wickedness of the world which had rejected him." B. We can have the assurance that Jesus will strengthen us as he did Peter, James, and John. Elder Haight said, "He took his three apostles with him in the belief that they, after having seen his glory, might be fortified, that their faith might be strengthened to prepare them for the insults and humiliating events which were to follow." C. We can be strengthened by testimony of the Savior, Matthew chapter 17, verse 5. And by the doctrines of the gospel. Elder Haight said, "The three chosen apostles were taught of the Savior's coming death and also his resurrection, teachings that would strengthen each of them in the eventful days ahead." Conclusion. Emphasize that as Latter-day Saints, we have information to help us understand what took place on the Mount of Transfiguration. Testify of the importance of revelation in the Church today and the necessity of priesthood keys. Assure class members that we, like Peter, can know through the Holy Ghost that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Additional teaching idea. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use this idea as part of the lesson. Instances when the Father testified of the Son. There are four instances recorded in the Scriptures when the Father introduced and testified of His Son. One of them is discussed in this lesson. Invite class members to recall the other three. 1. Jesus' baptism, Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. 2. The Transfiguration, Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 through 9. 3. Jesus' appearance to the Nephites, 3 Nephi chapter 11, verses 1 through 7. 4. Joseph Smith's first vision, Joseph Smith History 1, verses 13 through 17. End of lesson 13, I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom.